1 year ago, I took office amid two wars, an economy rocked by a severe recession, a financial system on the verge of collapse, and a government deeply in debt. Experts from across the political spectrum warned that if we did not act, we might face a second depression. So we acted immediately and aggressively. And 1 year later, the worst of the storm has passed.
Hi, I'm Michael Moynihan for Reason TV, and today we are talking to Martin Boris, the director of Overdose, The Next Financial Crisis. Martin, this movie, it is a feature-length film, about 50 minutes or so. It is based on Johan Norberg's book, Financial Fiasco. That deals with the past.
Yeah.
What happened? This is about the next financial crisis. Give us an overview of what the film is about, what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah. Well, I started out reading Johan's book, and actually he dedicates it to his son. And it says that, Alexander, you will look back on this as the good old times. Mm-hmm. And that frightened me. Mm-hmm. And we tried to look into why would this be the good old times. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason is we're repeating yesterday's mistakes today, mm-hmm. which will cause tomorrow's crisis.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the mistakes that you point out in the film that need to be avoided?
Right, cheap money. Low interest rates, cheap money. The visible hand trying to fix stuff that the invisible hand should fix better. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this film is now in Washington, D.C. as it is competing in the Politics on Film festival that is this weekend. What's how did you guys get involved with this, and what's the sort of point of the festival here?
Right. Well, you know, coming from Sweden, doing an international movie, we just want to get the word out. Mm-hmm. And a festival that's which ambition is to show the best political films in the world in the political capital of the world, well, that seems to be the place to be.
How many films were submitted? Do
you know? Seven films were selected out of 100.
Okay.
So it's, you know, we're really glad and excited to be taking part of it.
Reason, obviously, is a libertarian magazine, libertarian leading magazine, a free market magazine. Is it fair to call this film a libertarian film? Is the message a free market message? Give us an idea of what you're trying to argue in this film.
Well, actually, we were called the market liberal Michael Moore back home in Sweden. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but at least it gives you an idea of how people perceive the film. You know, I wouldn't say that it's a libertarian movie, but of course we try to show that the government maybe isn't the one you want to, whose hand you want to hold when it blows.
Yeah.
And we're trying to show that, well, of course, Wall Street had a lot to do with the crisis, but if the government wouldn't have been there to hold their backs, I don't think none of this would have happened.
So are you updating this film? Johan's book obviously covers the crash. Are you updating this film to talk about bailouts and what the government has done in the wake of this disaster?
Right. Johan's book deals really from 9/11 until Lehman Brothers fall. And that's about one-third of the movie. The second third is about 2008, 2009, the bailout, the stimulus, mm-hmm. all that. And the third part is about the future. Mm. And as we see now in Greece, the future is already here.
Yeah. So, I mean, Greece is the kind of worst-case scenario for everyone.
Greece is. And, you know, Britain can be next in line, the UK. The US, as you know, is the national debt, and a number of other figures are quite bad as well. So
what is the response to the film so far in your home country?
Yeah.
Obviously, your home country is Sweden, much more of a welfare state country than this one is.
Yeah.
Much more of a media that is to the left of the American media. Have you been attacked? Have you gotten an easy time? How's it gone?
Actually, it's very fresh. The TV premiere is on Sunday back home in Sweden, so. It's just out of the editing room. The response so far has been overwhelming. But not from everybody, because I don't think that everybody has kind of discovered it yet. So I think the next month or so will show whether people think that this is...
And that's overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
So far, not over. Good. You never know. It could be overwhelmingly negative in Sweden.
No, people.
I mean,
you
are challenging conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the conventional wisdom is that had
greed,
more
capitalism, free market. Mm-hmm. That was the failure. Mm-hmm. That caused crisis. And
you say that's not true.
Right.
Who are some of the people you talked to in the film, some of the talking heads, and was there anything that surprised you from these people?
Well, we had the opportunity to speak with Vernon Smith, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, with Peter Schiff, the investor, Gerald Celente, the trend forecaster, Megan McArdle over at the Atlantic, David Walker, the former Comptroller General of mm-hmm. the U.S. Mm-hmm. And what was so exciting was that these people forecasted the last crisis, and they were mocked. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying that we still have the worst in front of us. Mm-hmm. And that was scary, but, you know, on the other hand, exciting, because it gave us the opportunity to say that, hey, guys, maybe you should listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to any people that desired more regulation and said that, you know, it really wasn't a government failure, it was a market failure?
Actually, we tried to get in touch with a couple of those people, but I think that most of them thought that, well, they have gotten their views out already. Mm-hmm. We spoke with Robert von Order, who used to be the chief economist at Freddie Mac. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was balanced. I don't think he agrees that Freddie Mac had that big of a blame that we maybe thought, but mostly we wanted to give air to voices that really haven't had been heard before.
Yeah.
At least not in Sweden.
So what is the goal for this film? I mean, you have a television premiere in Sweden. You have festivals here and in Miami. Are you looking for a sort of commercial distribution? What's the end goal here?
Yeah. Well, of course, we want as many people to see it as possible. The good thing about being a filmmaker is that I don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the audience has the answers, mm-hmm. but they need to discuss the problem. Mm-hmm. And the film is our attempt to get people to start the discussion. Obviously, we want to have as many people seeing it as possible. On one hand, we would like to distribute it right now at iTunes, at Vodler, at, you know, the mm-hmm. Pirate Bay, whatever. Just get it out on the net. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, some major television channels have shown interest, mm-hmm. and you don't really want to, you know. So we're
So discussing major television channels in the UK and the US.
The U.S.
In the U.S. Yeah. have shown it. Can you give us an idea of who they are? No. So, but this
not
would,
yet.
Yeah, all right.
Well, but you would be the first to know.
Okay, good. And this would obviously prevent you. But you do have that instinct, though, to release it on Pirate Bay
and allow everyone
to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, why is that? I mean, is it because the message is more important to you in a way, or you don't think you're going to make that much money on it?
We're not doing this for the money. We're doing this for the discussion. And, you know, to be honest, I think that if we would get the word out on the internet, that would create the buzz that really would make the major channels interested as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that they are that, you know, smart, yeah, so to speak, yeah.
Say smart, it's fine.
Yeah, smart.
Martin Boies, director of Overdose, The Next Financial Crisis. Thanks for being a reasonable
TV. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you.